I have Dr. William Mackus waiting backstage. He is such a busy guy. I think he's going on Laura Lynn right after this. So thanks so much, Dr. Mackus, for giving us a few minutes of your time. We love you. I'm going to start with reading out the letter that Dr. William Mackus, a Canadian doctor here, who has written a letter October 15th, 2022, to the Canadian Medical Association, CMA, and that's in Ottawa. Dear CMA Presidents Dr. Alika LaFontaine and Dr. Catherine Smart, sudden deaths of 80 young Canadian doctors since rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. On September 3rd, 2022, I wrote you a letter regarding the sudden and unexpected deaths of 32 young Canadian doctors, young, since the rollout of the COVID vaccines, and I raised concerns about COVID-19 vaccines and vaccine mandates contributing to these sudden deaths. The letter went viral on social media. It was viewed by millions of people worldwide, was translated into dozens of languages, and became the topic of numerous podcasts, media interviews, internet videos, and news articles. There has been a tremendous interest worldwide into what is killing Canada's fully COVID-19 vaccinated young doctors. Unfortunately, Canada's healthcare leaders, including CMA, do not share this interest. Both of you failed or refused to respond to my letter. You also failed or refused to respond to inquiries made by American philanthropist Steve Kirsch, as well as inquiries by journalists. I am now providing you an update with information about 80 young Canadian doctors who died suddenly or unexpectedly since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. Four more doctors have died since my previous letter, and these unexpected deaths are accelerating. You cannot continue to ignore this. My team has assembled a database of 1,638 Canadian doctor deaths during the period of 2019 to 2022, with 972 of them from CMA's own website. Our preliminary analysis of this extensive data suggests that Canadian doctor deaths under age 50 in 2022 will be twofold higher compared to the 2019-2020 average. Shockingly, Canadian doctor deaths under age 40 are already fivefold higher in 2022 compared to the 2019-2020 average, guys, meaning before the rollout of the vax. And Canadian doctor deaths under age 30 are eightfold higher. McMaster University recently announced the sudden death of three young, fully COVID-vaccinated medical residents during the summer of 2022, which is unprecedented. All Canadian medical students and residents were forced into unscientific, unethical, cruel, and harmful COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I implore you again to remember your Hippocratic Oath and your own CMA Code of Ethics and call for an immediate halt to all COVID-19 vaccine mandates in Canadian healthcare. Thank you, Dr. William Mackus, MD, FRC, PC. Tell us about that. You had a team go through way more deaths than just what these are. Tell us about that.
Yeah, after I released my report on the 32 young Canadian doctors dying suddenly, this was at the beginning of September, and that was the first letter I had sent to the CMA. I got tremendous response from all over the world. I had emails from doctors from Germany, from South Africa, from India, thanking me for bringing this, to their attention. And I had many concerned citizens email me telling me about their doctors who had died. I had family members of doctors contact me and tell me about, their family members who had died suddenly. And so I was just flooded with emails and information, and a number of people wanted to help me, look deeper into this. And so we sort of got a team together and started working on putting together a database of every Canadian doctor death that we could find from the past 4 years, 2019 to 2022. And the heavy lifting on this was done by one gentleman named Michael, who wishes to remain anonymous at this time. And he put together an incredible database. He found most of the 1,600 doctor deaths that we ended up putting together. And I'll tell you an amazing story of how he did it. What he did was he went to the Canadian Medical Association's own website, and he used the Wayback Machine to locate data that the Canadian Medical Association had deleted from their website. So the CMA has an in memoriam page where they keep track of many doctor deaths. However, recently they started deleting that data, and especially they've been deleting the data from years 2019 and 2020. So he used the Wayback Machine, which is an online service that takes snapshots of websites in real time, so that if the websites get altered or deleted, you can actually go back to the point in time and get the data back. And so he was able to locate about 970 doctors who had died, some of them who had been deleted by the Canadian Medical Association. So one thing I really wanted to stress to your viewers is that the Canadian Medical Association is deliberately deleting doctor deaths from their website to make sure that Canadians can't go back and compare and see that our doctors are dying at a far higher rate now than they were in 2019 or even at the start of the pandemic in 2020. So he went back, located about 970 doctors who had died, put that data together, and then, as well as the medical schools in Canada and the medical school alumni associations. And that was where the other 600 came from. So we ended up with a huge database of 1,600 doctor deaths over the past 4 years. And I reviewed all of those deaths one by one. We cross-referenced them with publicly available obituaries. And so the number of 80 Canadian doctor deaths, Canadian doctors who died suddenly or unexpectedly, that number comes from that database. Now, I wanted to let you know that there are an additional 60 doctors under the age of 70 who had died, but who had other medical conditions. So they would have had either cancers that were diagnosed prior to the rollout of the vaccines, or they would have had ALS, Parkinson's disease, dementia, or struggling with some other long-standing chronic illness. I didn't include those doctors. Now, could mRNA have mRNA vaccines have contributed to their deaths? It's very possible, but I simply excluded them because they had a prior condition. So we have 80 who had died suddenly or unexpectedly. We have another 60 who had other medical conditions, which, you know, I didn't include in my publication. So we have this huge database now to compare to, and this is just absolutely shocking. You know, I've sent it to the Canadian Medical Association. They've been silent the entire time.